fiber broom that is quite common.
The short broom that you use for the furniture is called?
That's called a whisk broom.
And are there any others? Just dust broom?
No, I don't think so.
If the broom is over there behind that big slat that you moved to close the door, you would say the...
The broom is behind the door?
Mm-hmm. Have you used or... Have you used or heard used a hind side or two hind or in back of the door?
Well, I've heard sometimes in back of the door.
Well, would you use usually behind or in back of?
Yes.
Either one?
Those are more common. Hmm.
The dirty clothing, usually, that you have each week, is called what?
Pardon?
The dirty clothing that you have each week is called what?
We call that a laundry.
And would you say, who does the laundry? Would you repeat that? Who does the laundry?
Who does the laundry?
At the front door, or at the back door, there's usually a... What, usually? It's covered.
A step?
Or after you get up on the steps, have you passed the steps and start towards the front door?
The yard or the lawn?
Mm-hmm. But the flooring there, the, just for you.
Oh, the porch?
Mm-hmm. Do you have any special kinds of porches that you distinguish?
Well, there's an open porch and an enclosed porch, mm-hmm. and sometimes a little porch over the door, a little roof over the door that we call a stoop.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard any others such as breezeway?
Well, a breezeway is an open porch between two buildings.
Mm-hmm. Or balcony. You haven't used that?
Oh, I wouldn't call that a balcony.
Or a veranda, yes.
Veranda's a little porch in the corner, mm-hmm. of an L, usually.
And a gallery?
No, I never heard gallery used.
Then, if I should ask someone to put the door in a position so that it would be closed, you would say?
Shut the door or close the door.
Mm-hmm. And I believe it's about ready to run out here. If I have a nail and I want to